bushels of fun.
Now it takes two with Amy and JJ. Happy Black Friday. That sounds like a weird thing to say, doesn't it? But I hope you're having a great day after Thanksgiving.
A leftover day?
There you go.
That's what we should make it.
Leftover Friday.
Leftover Friday.
Yeah.
Not Black Friday. We've been looking for, like, what's that thing? Because we're kind of sick of hearing about Black Friday and no one really. It's like the end of the shopping season now.
Right.
It's not the beginning because everyone has told you that you're not going to get your item by Christmas if you don't buy it before Black Friday. And so I don't.
Hot take, maybe we call it Wrapping Friday when you're supposed to wrap all the gifts that you've purchased. And then
that's excessive.
Then we can get more Thanksgiving songs, like some hip-hop songs, because it's wrapping.
That's excessive.
Yeah? No?
We're not wrapping our gifts. I'm not done shopping. Just a lot of people are. But
okay.
I'm not on that list.
I thought there was no bad ideas, Amy. I thought we were just spitballing here, just trying to find... So, you know, working out the kinks.
Okay, no bad ideas, but I like Leftover Friday better.
Okay, we'll stick with that one then.
It does sound like, anyway, work in progress. Let's talk Fargo Park, shall we?
Oh, please.
Dave Leaker's in the studio with us now to chat about, well, first of all, we called you in here, Dave, because we want to talk about construction. Like, we can see the new year, and we want to know how far we're getting with this new construction process in South Fargo.
Oh, well, good morning, JJ. Good morning, Amy. It's great
Dave.
To be here. And yeah, you were talking. I've seen Black Friday deals already for 2 weeks now.
Yeah,
I've
know.
I've already got some presents purchased.
Right?
Right.
Because of those. So
right, right.
So it is a good thing. But,
it's good that it doesn't all happen on one day anymore.
Yeah. So I'm just talking, you know, our initial construction started for this year for the Fargo Park Sports Complex on phase one of that project. We had our groundbreaking in May, and our construction is out of the ground right now. So if you drive down on I-29 heading south at the 64th Avenue overpass, there'll be a couple off-ramps coming in 2025. So that'll be great access down there. But the contractors already have that precast coming out of the ground. They've got the structural steel, which is going to house the four hard surface courts. And then we do have a pre-engineered metal building, which is kind of a kit steel building. That is going to be the turf area, which is a full-size indoor soccer field and elevated walking track. And they're about halfway done erecting the steel for that. So it's pretty massive down there, and it's a pretty cool thing.
Well, that's why we called you, because I've been driving by thinking, I got to call Dave, because this is it's looking like something now. It's looking like something's going to go there.
And if you didn't know what it was beforehand, if you just saw this project underway, you would first think, man, this is a massive facility, whatever they're building. Is it another, like, indoor concrete place where you can drive dump trucks around in? No, it's going to be an amazing facility for the residents of Fargo to use. And really, it's going to be a great calling card when we're trying to entice people to move to Fargo. Fargo's been needing this for a long time.
Oh, exactly, JJ. And what it does is it's going to allow, you know, people from outside the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo community to come in for, you know, those type of tournaments. But it's also going to save families from, you know, maybe another weekend or two where they have to travel to Minneapolis or they have to travel to Sioux Falls to participate in some of these indoor soccer tournaments or skating or basketball or volleyball. So it just allows a great venue to be part of our community, and we're just excited for, you know, the start of the construction, and then we're looking forward to that opening of the phase one of the project in May of 24. So
wow,
I was gonna say, yeah, it's not gonna be 23. I knew it was sometime in 24 that the expected phase one is open, because it won't all open at once, right?
Yeah, exactly, Amy. And just recently this year, as part of our 2023 budget process, we approved phase two. And eventually we're going to roll this, just call it one project, the Fargo Park Sports Complex. But phase two actually includes an additional four hard surface courts. It includes two sheets of ice. We have two community rooms built into there, an indoor playground with four birthday party type rooms, six pickleball courts. So with the addition of phase two, it really builds out this facility for the near future. And not that this is the end of it. We still have room for a lot of other things, but this really builds it out.
I mean, you've been feeling sort of the pressure, the bulging at the seams at the complexes around Fargo already. You go to Courts Plus on the weekends, you're oversubscribed on everything, right? On the courts, on birthday party space and on all of these, it's oversubscribed in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and we see that at US Courts Plus, as you mentioned. You know, we do have an indoor multi-level playground facility there with two birthday party rooms. I know West Fargo Park District does a great job with the Rusted Center, and yep. they've got an indoor playground, and that's booked. I talked to somebody, they just said, every time we head over there, every square foot of that place is
yep.
is being utilized. So I think, you know, not while, you know, we're playing a little bit of catch up to West Fargo, but I think it's only going to help the Rusted Center and just offer more indoor space for kids in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. Hey, I'm so excited.
How many times a day does someone say the word pickleball to you?
I love pickleball.
You know, I'm not going to say they say it every day, JJ, but it gets talked about a lot.
A lot. I mean,
just within the last 5 years, we started out by constructing six courts at Brunsdale. Then we added four courts at Longfellow, four courts at Valley View Park. We added an additional three outdoor courts at Brunsdale this year. So it's
Dave,
one of those sports that are just exploding.
Did I learned you? How to play, yeah. Nice. And it's going to be my thing, I think. I'm trying to convince my golf team to do pickleball in the winter. Their question is, can we bring drinks? And I was like, I don't really think. Okay, maybe it's not our sport together as a team, but I love it. And like JJ says, I mean, it is what everybody's talking about. And it's not just boomers anymore either. Like, millennials are getting into pickleball, people. So move over.
Yeah, pickleball is a very social sport, as you mentioned. And,
yeah.
And there's a lot of leagues. And, you know, that's one thing we've seen at Courts Plus is where we have, you know, our indoor tennis courts, the seven indoor tennis courts. Now we've striped several of those with pickleball lines. So they're getting double utilized. And we feel, you know, six pickleball courts, is it enough? No, but it's a start, and they'll be dedicated. So hopefully it'll take some pressure off Courts Plus and the tennis program, because it's not just pickleball that's exploding. I think tennis is exploding.
Yes. Yeah, I think so too. I think it had a moment like when we were younger, and I don't know. I just see kids more and more interested in it now than I feel like they have been in the past. And maybe that's just, you know, it feels like every other sport is oversubscribed sometimes, you know, like everyone's playing hockey or basketball or soccer and trying something a little bit different and a little bit new. Maybe that's tennis, I guess.
Yeah.
My parents were like, listen, if you're going to pick up a sport, pick up tennis because it's way cheaper than hockey. Way cheaper.
I mean, they weren't wrong.
Nope. but then I wanted to get a restringing machine.
Oh
for
my
a racket.
God. Of course you did.
Well, exactly. And you know, you talk about it and the growth, and I think every whether it's sports or just outdoor activities, walking on trails, playing golf, enjoying the – I mean, it's all – everybody's kind of looked back and said, we need this after the whole COVID thing. I think it just pushed people to be more active.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it was so many of those things we were able to do safely in a sense. And so everybody found sort of ways to get back into maybe something they had left behind, and they were taking up their time with other things, and now they've sort of found those moments to work back in enjoying those things that Fargo Parks can offer. You have another a State of the Parks event coming up, right?
Yeah, we do, and this is going to be a first for the Fargo Park District. I think it's something that we've talked about for some time of, you know, reaching out to the public. We've had a lot of, you know, public engagement opportunities with the Island Park Master Plan, and now we're working on the Yonker Farm Master Plan. And once we, you know, finish that one up in another 6-8 months, we're going to look at the Linenwood Master Plan. So we have all these opportunities, you know, to get feedback from the public regarding those specialized parks. I think one thing we looked at is, you know, maybe we should look at the park district as a whole and try to engage the entire community and say, hey, here's what's going on at the Fargo Park District, and you know, what do you want to see? You know, I mean, it's usually, you know, as everybody says, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. But we want people to have the opportunity to say, hey, this is what's important to us, and we want to let you guys know. And we also want to know what's going on with the park district. You know, you always see, you know, what's going on for a current event, whether it's a groundbreaking or, you know, we had the Christmas tree lighting earlier this week. And but this just gives us an opportunity to kind of get our message out and then receive some feedback and ask the citizens, you know, an opportunity to submit questions, and we'll try to answer them.
You know, I think citizen engagement is incredibly important, but I also hold the citizens responsible a lot of times, because I'll say, name the parks in Fargo, and they'll say, like, well, Lindenwood, and there's
Island. Most people know Island
Park.
Yeah,
Island Park. But then they kind of stopped and I'm like, there's so many more. So many more. And do you know some of the offerings inside these parks? You guys have a great website. It's easy to use. You can find out information about all the parks. You have great rental opportunities as well. I mean, you know, I don't know why I'm turning this into an infomercial for the parks, but I think it's so important, and people just need to know and engage those things on a regular basis. By the way, speaking of engaging, I know that Santa's Village kicks off. Was it November 26th, I think, is what I read? And so Santa Claus is coming to town?
Oh, yeah. We saw Santa and Mrs. Claus earlier this week down at Broadway Square, and yeah, they're going to be out at Roll Farm, and, you know, that's a great event, Santa's Village at Roll Farm through the month of December and or Thanksgiving in December. So it's a great opportunity to go there, and we have some reindeer out there. We've got it decorated to the nines, so it's a great opportunity if you want to get your family out and your kids out, and hopefully the weather holds, and it's pretty nice through the holiday season.
When does the chalet at Edgewood open for sledding? It's not open yet, right?
Yeah, you know, you'd have to go to our website and find out the exact times. I'm not sure on that, Amy, but, you know, while we've had some snow, you know, probably in that 4 to 6 inch range, our cross-country trails are probably still a little thin for that.
Yeah.
You know, we're currently packing them and trying to get a base. And same with the sledding hills. You know, you go down a couple times, and then it kind of packs into nothing. So it'd be nice to get a shot of, you know, 6+ inches of snow. I know people don't want to see that for shoveling or things like that, but it does offer us opportunities for sledding and cross-country skiing, and then of course people always ask, once the weather gets below 32, is when are your outdoor ice rinks going to open? And while it does freeze at 32 degrees, it's really tough to build ice unless you get temperatures down in that 0 to 10 degree range. So
right, you don't need a little tiny like crystal on the top of the, you know, you need a couple, like, you know, it's a couple inches, right, that to make really good skating rinks out there.
Yeah, and you know, and when you build skating rinks on, you know, outdoor park areas or turf areas, it's not perfectly flat, so it's not like you can put an inch or two down and have a nice skating rink. You know, you probably got a little bit of grade there, so you might have, you know, 2 to 4 inches on one side and 4 to 8 inches on the other side. So it takes a while to build that ice up, and you definitely need some cold temperatures.
Okay.
So we just ask everybody to be patient.
To answer my question, the Edgewood Chalet will open for the season on December 17th, 2022, weather dependent. So there you go. Offering cross-country skiing, ski rental, snowshoe rental, sledding hills. It's a lot of fun up there. And I've tried the cross-country skiing the last couple of years, and I'm not super good at it. I mean, I'll still try it again this year, but I'm not super good at it.
We did snowshoeing last year.
That would be better. Like less. I do more walking than I do skiing around the world. So I would be better at that. But
well,
it was a fun challenge.
Yeah, and that's good. And not everybody does cross country skiing. So JJ, as you mentioned, I mean, we do. There is snowshoeing on trails that are adjacent to the groomed trails. You can just get out and walk on some of those packed trails. Mm-hmm. So there's a. And you can fat tire bike on some of these trails. We just ask that everybody be cognizant of, you know, we don't want you or your pet walking on the groomed classical trails. And
right.
And we try to groom just a packed hard surface trail for bikers and walkers and snowshoers. So
we did some hiking throughout the summer and fall too, down by the river and on all of the trails that Fargo Parks has to offer. And gosh, it's beautiful. And if people haven't done that, to watch the seasons change that way too was really cool, and to get our kids out there. But everyone's pretty great about, you know, there are bikers, there are hikers, and everyone's kind of trying to share the same trails, but everyone is very good about it. It doesn't seem to be too much of a problem.
Yeah, you just want to be courteous to everybody.
Yes.
And to find most of our trails, of course, they're going to be located down along, you know, the river corridor, because that's where you have the trees, that's where you have the topography and everything. So, I mean, if you want to rent skis, you know, you probably need to go up to Edgewood, but we have cross-country skiing in Island Park. We have it from Midtown Dam down to Linenwood. We have it in Linenwood. We have it at, you know, the conservation parks at the south end of town. We have it at Island Park on 52nd Avenue. So there's a lot of opportunities to get out there and use our trails in the wintertime.
So if your kids are like, I'm bored, be like, oh, don't worry, I've got a website for you. Dave, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, and we can't wait to see what else we can do this winter.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Amy, and I appreciate it, JJ. And anytime you guys want an update on anything, feel free to give me a call. And I've got to get my shopping done, because I'm not done.
Oh.
Yeah, we love that you always want to come in the studio, too. That's like the best part. So thanks for always coming in the studio. Well, we appreciate that.
You guys are...
You're a busy guy, and you always make time to come on over.
So I know we go do our show live from a park. Not, like, in the winter, but, like, well, in the summer.
I was going to say...
Let's just set up in the summer, right?
That's your November... That's your end of November idea.
It's a calendar for later in the... It's a 2023 goal.
Just stay away from those six weeks in January and February.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Let's do that. Then it's frostival season.
Yeah. Well, and it could be cold during frostival. I always say I can handle, you know, the Red River Valley through Christmas. Yeah, this weather's nice, 20s, 30s, but boy, you get those 6 weeks in January and February that could be below zero. And it's tough.
It is a tough one around
but
here.
But I love seasons, and it's okay. The best place to be for seasons.
Just keep driving by that big sports complex. That's in our near future, nearish future anyway.
Yeah, and we'll have links on our websites that you can see, you know, the renderings and everything. So we're going to get, you know, the phase two renderings up there, so you'll be able to see what it is. And eventually, publicly, we're just going to say, hey, it's the Fargo Park Sports Complex.
Hey, and Katie McCormick's the boss. So just one more time before you leave, Dave, do you want people to RSVP for the State of the Parks event?
Yeah, I believe they need to do that if they're going to come in person or join online. And then we also have a link on our website where they can submit questions that, you know, we'll get before the State of the Parks and try to come up with some great answers.
Yeah, and this is a great way for everyone to engage. If you care about what's being done in our parks in and around our city, this is a great way to really get involved and have your voice heard. So thanks, Dave.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, too.
Here we are as in olden days.